Welcome to the Midday Mingle.
So we got a big show!
Oh, we do. What have we got on today, Will?
We've got Wisdom with Camila.
That's you, Camille.
We've got Footy Report.
Yes, the NRL and AFL season starting right now. Yes, what else have we got on? What else?
We got Ben and Now with Science Lesson.
Science and all that.
We got Cooking with Pickles.
Now, what are we making today, Pix?
Strawberry turnover,
she says. Yes, what else we got?
And then we've got song from the Studio Arts rock band, Swamp Dogs.
Okay, that and much more. Now stay tuned, Studio Arts.
Yes, we'll get into it.
Yes, we can.
Into what?
Into the show, what we're on, yeah, all that.
It.
Yeah, that thing.
Right now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's still laughing, Mark.
I didn't say anything.
Hi, you're listening to the silky sounds of Hamish from Studio Arts.
You sound like John Laws.
Get in the scum bucket.
Now it's time for Are You Serious? Where we find out who's funnier, Siri or David.
Or Google.
What? We've added that. You can't change it now. It's called Are You Serious?
Yeah, but we're moving on. We're progressing in life.
It wasn't Are You David S.
What's the joke?
What? That a giraffe eats the seat on. I don't know. What does the giraffe sit on? To do. Okay.
What does a giraffe sit on? A tall stool. Anyway, let's see if who's funnier, Siri or David. Hey, Siri, tell me a joke.
What's more impressive than a talking parrot? A spelling bee.
That's pretty good. We're doing Google. We're progressing, aren't we, Ben?
Hey, Google, tell me a joke.
What do you call a fairy using the toilet? Stinkerbell.
Yeah, okay, we're even progressing further. Yes, Apple Watch, tell us a joke. Here we go.
Hey Siri, tell me a joke.
How do astronauts practice self-care? They give themselves space.
David had... Okay, if David wins this, this whole show is rigged. Sorry, David. He just heard me then. Okay, hands up if you think David's joke was the funniest. Hands up if you think Siri's joke was the funniest. Hands up if you think Google's joke was the funniest. Hands up if you think that Apple Watch was the funniest. Hey, I tell you what, you can't see because we're on radio, aren't we? So, didn't give you a running update on the scores then, but I'll tell you right now, David, you win again. Yeah. Yay. A tall stool. Okay.
I ran out.
Oh, Cooking with Pickles.
What are we cooking today, Pickles?
Good question. Our resident chef of Studio Arts right here in Hornsby. Now, Pickles, what's on today?
Strawberry turnover.
Strawberry turnover. You know what that is, David?
Yep.
Is that it, or?
Yeah.
Sounds very simple. Just grab a strawberry, turn it over.
1.5 cups. Strawberries, chopped. Sugar, water. Balsamic vinegar or lemon juice, cornstarch, puff pastry, 1 egg, 4 glaze, 1/3 cup of sugar, 1/2 tablespoon milk, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract.
Ooh, delicious. So it's like a dessert. So you sort of stew it down, like have the strawberries, the sugar, the balsamic vinegar, And then you're sort of wrapping it in a pastry.
Yes.
And you're chucking it in an oven.
Yes.
Oh. Would you serve that with a little bit of custard?
Yes. Go have custard, Rita.
Oh, yes.
And maybe a cream that's iced?
Yes.
I'm thinking for ice cream, cream.
Chocolate? Could you have chocolate with it?
No, I recommend no chocolate.
No chocolate.
We'll have cutted more.
What about a hunk of pork?
There's no pork, no ice cream, no other one.
No bacon.
So this is a vegan recipe?
No, it doesn't have to be.
Uh-huh. But most desserts are, wouldn't you?
But some of them.
You wouldn't find a schnout in there.
No. Uh-huh. Are you funny?
Okay, I'm digging this very much. Maybe we can put the recipe on our Studio Arts website.
Do
Studio
it. Art. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
It's right here in Hornsby. Cooking. That's one of the programs we do here, isn't it, Pix?
Yes.
You're in the cooking program.
Yes.
So we provide a bunch of creative programs for adults with disabilities at Studio Arts right here in Hornsby. And do you know what you're cooking today?
Chicken Caesar salad.
Chicken Caesar salad. So they try to make it nice and healthy. Would you eat that, chicken Caesar salad, Camilla?
What are you saying?
I'm saying, would you eat a chicken Caesar salad if it came with ice cream?
No.
No.
No, that's right.
Thank you, funny.
Keep it healthy here at Studio Arts. Pickles.
Yes.
Thank you.
Studio Arts Radio.
On Triple H.
Sport, 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 sport. Ba da 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 da.
No, I love sports.
Yes, we do.
Yes. We love sports.
Yes.
So what's happening? So the NRL season and the AFL.
Mark.
Let's have a little bit of a season prediction. What's happening? Who's going to win this year in the NRL? You start, Mark.
You go first. Eels?
I mean, the Eels can make it next year.
Now, what makes you think? You are draped head to toe in Parramatta Eels outfit. You're not biased by any chance, are you?
No, I'm not.
I reckon Penrith.
Probably the Eels or something. Might be Roosters. Are these two?
Who do you think's going to win, Pickles?
Roosters.
Oh, dead set in the fair dinkum department. Now you
David?
Are, David.
Eels?
Eels.
Okay, so, and anyone for the wooden spoon? Who's going to get the wooden spoon?
Go.
I say Penrith.
I say Para.
Well, geez, is there going to be a bit of a fight here?
No.
Jeez,
I'll probably say Penrith too if it's going to be the most up one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, who's going to win the AFL this year?
Mark.
Probably the Giants.
The West Coast Eagles?
What? West Coast Eagles? Jeez, they got the wooden spoon last year. What do you think, Alicia?
Maybe the Swans or the other team.
Come, Swannies. Callum Mills, great. I tell you what, if he's leading the team, we are in for a good season.
David,
come on, boys.
David,
what do you think,
one?
Dave?
This one.
I wonder who was you in.
We will keep you updated all season and we will make sure that your team wins. That's what we're going to do for you, okay? All right.
If the Eels win, they will be still in, mate. Trust me.
Okay? Your team will not lose this year as long as you keep listening
to
the Midday Mingle
right
here on Triple H. Every Friday at midday. So we've got, I tell you what, we
you
have got
say
some
one more thing, Mark?
Sports broadcasting professionals right here. So stay tuned.
You want to say it? Say it.
I mean, all teams can win.
All right, we are here at Studio Arts in Hornsby. Studio Arts is a non-for-profit organization that provides creative programs for people with disabilities. And one of those programs is music. So we've got music, we've got cooking, we've got art, we've got dance, and we've got lots of different programs. This is music, and we are here with the musicians. Now, Lockie, what do you like about music, mate?
The drumming and piano.
How long have you been playing drums and piano for?
About a decade.
A decade. Can you just give us a little demo of the drums right now? You're on the drums. Let's have a little listen to Lockie play the drums here. Look at that. Lisa, let's hear it for Lucky, everybody.
Woo, 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 woo.
Now, Nikki, you play bass guitar, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you show us a little bit of bass guitar? Here we go. We've got lots of instruments here at Studio Arts. Thank you, Nikki. Nikki, everybody. We have Jeff on piano.
Hello, it's JP, and I'd like to come as a student at music class. And I want to say, Loki and Laurel, and you guys are the best, my teacher at student art. I like to play a keyboard every person I do learn in music class. I love children art. Children art is my family to me.
Wow, Jeff. And I only had to pay him $50 to say that. Can we have a little demo of the piano right here? That's Jeffy. Oh, drum roll for Jeffy! Now, Alan, thank you, Jeff. Alan, what have you chosen right here to play?
Accordion.
Bingo. We're good.
Love it. Oh, let's hear it for Alan. Yeah, thank you, Alan. Now, Vicky, can we hear a little bit of the ukulele? Or is that a very small guitar?
I like the big one.
You want the big guitar?
Yeah.
Can we hear a little bit of the small guitar first? Wow. Thank you, Vicky.
Now let's give her the big guitar.
Let's hear her play this. Guys, one second. Oh, Vicky. Let's hear it for Vicky. All right. Now, Ellie.
Hey, Ellie. What do you like about the music group?
I swear at home. Can we dance sport?
You like all the Australian songs, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I still call Australia
home. I want my sticker.
All right, give us a demo on the drums. Go on.
My birthday.
Oh, let's hear it for Ellie, everybody. So that's the music group, one of the music groups at Studio Arts. So we're going to take you into a few of the programs right here at Studio Arts, right here in Hornsby. Check us out. Well done, guys. Drum roll.
See you next time. Goodbye. Whoa. I love to learn art.
Yeah! Wisdom with Camilla.
Impossible. So world. In self. Says. I. Possible.
She does it.
This is Josh from Studio Arts. You're listening to Triple H.
Nothing is impossible. The word itself means I'm possible. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about walking backwards in the crab walk position in underwear up Everest? Is that possible?
Naturally.
Yes. It is. Okay. What about swimming the 100 meter butterfly in under 0.1 second? Is that impossible?
It is true.
Mm-hmm. No. Nothing. Okay. You can get a jet propeller attached to you if you want. You can do it. Okay. It's no limits. The Oracle speaks again. Wisdom.
What you said about the jetpack has been done, so yes, it is possible.
See?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Done it again, the Oracle. Thank you, Camilla.
You're welcome. Oh, what did you think?
You don't need to say anything else. You've said it all right then. Inspiring stuff.
Impossible.
I know you are. I said you are. But what are you? Possible. Hey, guess what? Knock, knock.
Is it?
Possible.
Possible who?
Me, I'm.
I am.
We are.
A possible.
All possible.
Hi, I'm Sarah from Studio One, and you're listening to Triple H.
Welcome, Ben and Now.
That's it, Ben and Now, the science segment. Here we are with Ben. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Well, you know what? I want some knowledge.
I was asking you a question, but okay. So, I am currently doing a lab course at uni, and we x-rayed some coins the other day.
Did you find any tumours?
No. No, because the x-rays aren't that powerful.
Not because they were coins.
No.
Well,
there are tumours that are coin-shaped, but that's not the point. But we were looking at...
Are there coins that are tumour-shaped?
No. Because...
David, stop interrupting Ben.
The way that we did it is we placed the coin in the machine, the x-rays are beamed into the coin, made out of many things, right?
So you could find different elements in there, maybe. Could you find some lead, some copper? What did you find?
Had a bracelet with a percentage of lead, which he was wearing for 2 years, and that was concerning. But yeah, we found basically zinc, copper. The idea is to find silver, whether ancient coins are made of silver or not.
Has your friend that had the lead bracelet taken it off now?
No, he's still wearing it.
Geez, I would have re-gifted that.
I'll tell you what happens at the end of the course, whether he's okay or not. But
frothing at the mouth or something. Gee whiz. Now, x-rays dangerous for you if you have too many?
So we were in an active x-ray environment, but we had a shield, so at the back of the machine, when the lid goes up, it provides a shield against the x-rays, right?
sorry about my phone. It just keeps about. Guys, I know you guys have done the right thing. You've turned it off. You know, it's the same person. You are worthless. Another message. You are nothing. Cough up a lung. Another one is you smell like Doritos. What should I do, Mark?
Delete it and stuff.
Delete it? Okay, yeah. Done. Easy.
You can actually turn your phone off. Then that can't ring you.
Okay, we need to shut it all off. Including this microphone. Actually, no, that wouldn't work. Then we don't have a show for Triple H right now. Keep listening. Beautiful. Now, any questions about x-rays for Ben? No? No? Yes?
I thought x-rays were only for bones. Are they the same machines you use for metals or are they a bit different?
So you can use them for organics. Because where most of the stuff that we do in archaeology is you know, artifact-based, looking for the oldest elements in those artifacts.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're fakes or not.
Beautiful. Now, a little bit of history about the X-ray. Who created the X-ray machine? X-ray. Was it Ray someone? Ray?
It's created by German in 1904.
Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen was the answer. Born in 1895. So I just, you know, that just came in my head right then. Oh, I mean, I was shown it on a...
Yeah.
It was on an iPhone. Thanks, Ben.
No worries. I was enjoyed that.
I did.
Beautiful.
I did.
I tell you what, when you can't get any enjoyment out of learning things about the human accomplishment and nature and science and progress, which is what this segment is all about. Thanks, Ben. You can't enjoy anything. So we'll see you next week.
Yes. Wow, that was good. I hope I did well. What do you think? How did the other people go? Do you guys think you did well?
Anyone think, did you think, you know, he's not saying you did well. Do you think you did well?
Yes.
That's good. Self-confidence. I think we did well.
Confirmation there.
You know what? I know we did well, and I know that you'll stay tuned next week, every Friday, right here on Triple H in Hornsby. Now, Studio Arts is a non-profit for organization that provides creative programs for people with disabilities, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Bye. Stand by.
What the...
You can subscribe to the Studio Streamers on iTunes or SoundCloud. Or you can listen at studioarts.org.au/Studio Streamers.
I'll see you guys back next week, huh? Can't wait.